USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta went on the offensive, defending the now scrutinized plea deal he arranged for Jeffrey Epstein in 2008. He said it kept the billionaire from walking free.
We did what we did because we wanted to see Epstein go to jail. He needed to go to jail.
Acosta maintains the charges brought by the state of Florida at the time would have meant no jail time. A former Palm Beach County state attorney is disputing that account. At the president's request, Acosta spoke for nearly an hour trying to convince reporters that his decision to steer Jeffrey Epstein's prosecution into state court was a safe play, even if he was only in jail for 13 months. Meanwhile, Jeffrey Epstein has pleaded not guilty to a new round of sex trafficking charges. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America was recently named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. With so many new and returning students preparing for the start of the school year in the weeks to come, it's critical to have the right bank account for student needs. April Schneider, Bank of America.
It's very important to build a strong financial foundation early in adulthood. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students start off on the right foot by providing them with best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account, along with educational resources such as Better Money Habits.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees while providing them with full mobile access to their account. Eligible students under age 24 also don't pay a monthly maintenance fee. This account was named Best Student Account by Money Magazine and is used by over 1 million clients. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
The big 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C. cost a lot more than they expected. District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked President Trump to reimburse the $1.7 million his Salute to America 4th of July celebration cost her government. Bowser said the president's event and adjacent First Amendment demonstrations depleted the district's already taxed emergency planning and security fund by nearly $2 million. She also said the Trump administration has yet to reimburse the district the $7.3 million cost related to the 2017 presidential inauguration. The president's salute to America consisted of an assortment of military equipment such as tanks and several flyovers. In anticipation of the cost, the National Park Service diverted nearly $2.5 million for the celebration. The president said before the event that the cost would be little compared to its worth. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
California has become the first state in the nation to provide health care to young illegal immigrants. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing the bill into law yesterday that will make illegals age 25 and younger eligible for the state's Medicaid program. State officials expect the plan to cover about 90,000 people at a cost of $98,000. It will apply only to people with incomes low enough to qualify for Medicaid. California law already provides health care to children 18 and younger, regardless of their immigration status. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A second judge denied a Trump administration request to swap out the legal team for a case related to whether a question about citizenship would be included on the 2020 census. U.S. District Court Judge George Hazel again rejected the Department of Justice's request to fully replace the legal team, stating that the proceedings have progressed too far for a new team to take on the case. Hazel's ruling comes a day after U.S. District Judge Jesse Furman wrote that the Justice Department's request was patently deficient and denied the withdrawal of all but two judges. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.